It's a story many people who commute by bicycle know all too well. Eugene resident Aaron Brussett had locked his bike outside of Falling Sky Home Fermentation Shop, where he worked.
My friend Scott, the brewer there, he ran in and he was like, dude, you got to call the cops. Someone just stole your bike. He had actually seen the guy go by on my bike from the alley and chased him for 5 blocks. Unfortunately, couldn't catch him. The guy had his bolt cutters right there in his backpack.
Brussett reported the theft to the police, but he never saw his bike again.
This year, over the same period last year, it's grown better than 60%. Bike thefts have grown better than 60%.
Pete Kearns is Eugene Chief of Police. He says last year, almost $600,000 worth of bicycles were stolen. He expects the number to be much larger for 2015. In Corvallis, 50 bikes have been stolen since the first of the year. A spokesman for Corvallis Police says it's a big problem in the city and on campus. Eugene Police Chief Kearns says his department suffers from inadequate staffing.
We don't have extra time to work on things, so we prioritize our work on the most serious offenses and then the most common quality of life type offenses that make running a business and feeling safe in our homes challenging.
Kearns says EPD has started to study bicycle thefts. Most occur in the university neighborhood, downtown, and in the Whitaker.
We also know that it's becoming easier and easier. The technology for stealing a bicycle that's left in open space has made it easier for people to steal it. And advances in opportunities to sell personal items on the internet make it easier to unload a bicycle. You don't have to go to a pawn shop to get rid of a bicycle that a person has stolen.
Kern says his department is looking at efforts by other cities to prevent bike theft. His recommendation? Register your bike with EPD and invest in a good bike lock. Shane McRhodes runs the Safe Routes to School program at Eugene 4J. He also commutes by bike. He locks up his bike with a U-lock outside KLCC.
If you're in Eugene, you have to use a U-lock. You know, the cable locks just are easy to cut, and people can carry a bolt cutter in their backpack and easily snip a cable lock. U-locks can be broken, but it takes a lot more work.
McRhodes says he's working with schools to put in better bike racks. Some racks are safer than others.
Preventing bike theft by having good infrastructure and having good education that teaches people how to lock up their bike properly. And it's always a piece that we touch on in our bike safety education classes and our Confident Cycling for Families classes. We always talk about bike theft because in Eugene it's an issue.
McRhodes says it's good to have a photo of your bike, register it with police, and keep a record of the serial number in case it does get stolen. His bike was stolen last year. With the help of friends who saw it advertised for sale on Craigslist, McRhodes actually got his bike back, and the thief even said he was sorry.
You know, it's very uncommon to catch a thief and then to actually have someone apologize to you.
Rachel McDonald, KLCC News.